These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. It was a very long night last night. You know, I'm your resident Steelers fan, one of your resident Steelers fans, and I'm going to be hearing this all day about this mayhem that happened last night. I'm just going to say three things really quickly before we get into the update. As a Steelers fan, defense wins championships, but an offense gets you there. And we don't have an offense. We definitely don't. Joe, you were right. Mason can't do anything. You guys are absolutely right. There is no offense. Number two, dirty play from the Browns. You're right. There's no excuse saying we didn't have our number one running back. We didn't have our wide receivers. You're right. Joe, you said it earlier in the show. There's no excuse for that. But there were a lot of dirty hits, a lot of helmet-to-helmet hits from those Brown players, a lot of fouls, a lot of flags. So they got to be a little more disciplined. And speaking of discipline, number three, Myles Garrett. Anything less than 10 games, I might not ever watch an NFL game the rest of this year, because that was, I've never in my 24 years of being a football fan ever thought I'd see something
like that.
You think
they will make it carry into the 2020
regular season? I believe they will. I believe they will.
But there's six games left,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. I think six games and an average of four-game suspension to start the year, you know, 10 games.
They want this. I don't know. I don't disagree with you. The incident was horrible, blah, blah, blah. He should get one of the largest fines, one of the largest suspensions in history. But do you really think the league wants this still as part of the conversation when the 2020 season kicks off, and to have this back in the conversation? Or should this be something he sits out the rest of the year, and then this way, when the next season moves on, this is no longer something hanging over heads? Because the league doesn't want this conversation.
Exactly.
Doesn't want this look. So if he still has four left to go in September of 2020, that is just bringing this conversation back to the forefront. Mm-hmm. That's not what the NFL wants.
But
I think it's going
to
be six.
What's it to say a player hits somebody over the head with a helmet and they're only going to get six games? I mean,
I hear you.
You get stepped on, you get five, and
it's not just six games. It's six-game paychecks, and it's probably going to be even more money on there. It's not like he's got to pay a $20 fine and sit out 6 weeks on vacation. Like, this is going to cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars,
money.
And more importantly, it's going to cost his team because he's not going to be available. So, you know.
You think he goes into the season, though, Joe?
No, I don't. I think it's, again, but you're splitting hairs. So, when you suspend a guy for, I don't know, ripping a dude's helmet off or stepping on his face, and you only, that is somehow less egregious than what? Throwing a helmet, punch with a helmet in your hand? Like, we're splitting hairs here. Sit him down, the season goes away, costs him millions of dollars, and then, you know, next year you start it all over again, because the outrage will go away the minute the kickoff on Sunday happens with every other game.
Him still having games to serve when they're kicking off the next season. That's not going to.
No.
The NFL doesn't want this as part of the conversation in opening weekend next year.
Does the NFL really need to set it? Guys, like, we don't want this to happen. Like, really? I mean, people are calling for jail time. Like, seriously, jail time.
I wouldn't go as far as that. It was very egregious, but I wouldn't go as far as that. However, if he misses all six of these games, he only loses $1.4 million. So they're going to obviously add more to the fine.
Fine him on top of it, though.
I'm sorry?
Only?
Only. I mean, yeah. All right.
They could
only
fine him on top of it. They could suspend him for the six games and fine him whatever.
Yeah, but that fine has to be pretty hefty.
He'll do a bunch of community service and videos and yada yada.
He's still hanging over Myles Garrett's head at the beginning of next season.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
People make mistakes. And by the way, it's not like he's been suspended. This isn't Vontaze Burfict, guys, where, you know, he's had 9 instances of this prior.
He has had a lot of after the whistle penalties, though, Joe. That's and he is the guy who ended Trevor Siemian's season on a.
But again, he got fined and it didn't cross the line to suspension. Otherwise, they would have.
No, I'm
he's
just
never
saying
been
that.
Suspended for this before is what I'm saying. It's never, ever. This isn't Burfict where the third time you're out.
Very true. Very true.
Right.
We'll see what the NFL lays out, and we'll see what kind of fines that Myles Garrett will receive. But, guys, let's go to the NBA real quick. Kristaps Porzingis returned at Madison Square Garden last night to a sea of boos as the Knicks took down the Mavericks for the second time in 6 days. Marcus Morris hits a three-point dagger with about 14 seconds left to ice the game. 20 points, 5 rebounds, he finished. And Julius Randle finishes with a 17-point, 10-rebound double-double. Luka Doncic had a triple-double of 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. And Porzingis finished with a double-double of 20 points and 11 rebounds. Sticking with the NBA really quick, guys, Carmelo Anthony returns. Hey. He signs with the Portland Trailblazers. He's been out for over a year, and he signs a non-guaranteed deal. The Blazers needed a power forward since Zach Collins had his shoulder injury. They're 27th in points per game, 28th in assists per game, and last in field goal percentage. And little fun fact, Portland plays the Houston Rockets on Monday, so that'll be a pretty entertaining matchup if you ask me. Really quick, the MLB MVP awards were given out for the American League. Mike Trout, he wins his third MVP. He edges out Astros Alex Bregman. And in the National League, Cody Bellinger edges out Christian Yelich, his pal and his friend. He's the first Dodger to win since 2014 when Clayton Kershaw won back then. All right, we got a full slate of college football, full slate of NBA, and a full slate of college basketball games that Dane and Joe are going to get you started with. Sending it back to the guys on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Friday morning.
Listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Make It Rain on the grid. Trying to give you that edge, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Plenty of games to get to on the board. Big games coming up this weekend in not only college football, as we root for chaos to continue, but also in the NFL. And yeah, we got a bunch of NBA games going on. We got a bunch of college basketball in full swing, 47, 48 more games here tonight to get it going. And I will say this, he brought up the Carmelo thing. I can't wait to see him out there. I do think he is going to represent, and it's probably a good lesson for a lot of other guys in the league right now. This will only work if, and I think it has, I think he's come to this realization.
Yes.
If you realize your limitations as a player, and this is the hardest things for guys that are considered Hall of Famers, guys that have been great, it takes a little while for them to be able to come to grips with their own, you know, their own reality, their limitations and what they bring to the table, because you're not the guy anymore. I do think he's a guy that has been on record now a number of times missing the game. I do think, first of all, he's a good fit for Portland. They play, 45% of their plays are ISO, guys. Mm-hmm. Perfect. But you also have 45% of the scoring come from Lillard and McCollum, and they got nobody else to pass to on pick and rolls or when you double team them. So that's the problem right now. If he's willing to go sit in the four and hang out in the corner and wait for a pass, if he shoots 33, 34% from three-point range, guys, it's worth every penny if you are Portland there. You're not going to get a whole lot of defense, but that's not why you're signing him for $15,000 a game check. You're signing him because McCollum and Lillard need somebody to throw the damn ball to in the corner that can make a shot. And unless something crazy's happened, I'm pretty sure he can probably still drain them, those mid-range jumpers and from the outside. I think he's still got some skills there, Dane. Otherwise, he wouldn't be on the court right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, first of all, as a Syracuse alum, I have a soft spot in my heart for Carmelo. I'll say that off the top, okay?
Everybody does.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think you're right. It comes down to him looking himself in the mirror and understanding who he is, right? And we've heard a lot of quotes out of him lately preparing teams to understand he knows that. He doesn't see himself as the A option. He's willing to humble himself and play a role. It's the same as a fireballer pitcher when they hit their late 30s, understanding how to be crafty, right?
Yeah.
If he accepts what he is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
All right, do want to acknowledge, of course, and send out a big congrats to not only Cody Bellinger for winning the MVP in the National League, very well deserved there, no argument. I know some guys are like, oh, Kristen, yeah, listen, it was going to be one of those two, and it's well deserved. First Dodger to win the award since Clayton Kershaw did in 2014. Previous 88, Kirk Gibson, that was the previous position player of the Dodgers to be able to win the award. Good stuff, well-deserved. Of course, in the American League, it came down to between, well, who we thought it would. It would come down to Trout and Bregman, and Trout ends up walking away, barely, but ends up walking away with the American League MVP, a record third MVP. I view Trout like what Jordan was and what LeBron was for most of his career in his heyday. Those guys were the MVPs every year. You just couldn't give them the award every year, right? I mean, multiple. I don't know how many MVP in the leagues Jordan got, but I think he got one or two. But after a while, you're like, all right, you know, we know he's the best, but he's the most valuable. If you lose Jordan,
we got to give Karl Malone one in here somewhere.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? So that's how I view Trout. He's at that point where, you know, debating on what makes somebody most valuable is like debating politics. It's not going to go anywhere, guys. Absolutely not worth the argument. But I do think we can all agree being the best player in a league like Jordan, like, you know, like LeBron, like Trout for an extended period of time. I think it goes understood even without the award that, yeah, you're the most valuable player. Dude, we get it. You're the best damn player. Of course, you're the most valuable player.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's why I say with Jordan, they had to sneak in one from Malone and Olajuwon, right?
Just because
they need their careers to look good, too, afterwards when they go in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
I said the same thing about the Kevin Durant MVP award, right? And so I hear that. I also would say, Joe, I think Major League Baseball is happy that it wasn't Bregman, given the investigations that they are now broadening into the 2017 and 19 Houston Astros, right? They don't want to have to have more egg on their face. Remember yesterday you talked about maybe the Astros would have the Rookie of the Year, the Cy Young, and the MVP. Mm-hmm. Well, now, given these investigations that are getting bigger and bigger and now involving new Mets manager Carlos Beltran, they don't want – it would just look even worse if a potentially tainted Bregman season, you know, mm-hmm. is another thing that was an award-winning season.
Yeah, it's kudos to them. Nobody's going to argue Trout. Nobody should anyway. There's no reasonable argument as to how could he win? He missed in the last 19. Yeah, okay. His WAR dude is 180. Like, stop it. If you don't understand what WAR is, then don't even talk about it. All right? So please, understand this. When you are the best player in all of baseball, and that's saying a lot, like if you're the best player in basketball, the association, sure. and so on, I think there's an understanding that when they do win it, congratulations. When they don't, it's time to give somebody else the award.
You got to find a year to not give it to you.
Right, exactly. You've got to do something really ridiculous not to get it. So congratulations to both of those guys, though. Well, the season's well done. I'm looking forward to getting baseball back in. Some of these moves and signings over the next couple of months will be an awful lot of fun to see what's going on. But we do got some now. We've got some very interesting after the events of last night. We got a couple of interesting things coming up here. Number one, we have a tryout that looks like, Dane, it looks like it's going to happen. I know there was some talk yesterday. We talked to Willie Colon there, former Jet, yesterday on the morning after. And, you know, he was under the assumption he didn't think it was going to happen either. He thought maybe they'd come up with something and figure out another way to do this. But it looks like it's going to happen. And there are going to be, it looks like, about a dozen or so teams, Dane, that are going to show up and check out the whole Kaepernick ability. And I think after last night, if you watched that game last night and you watched Mason Rudolph, and I think even Steeler fans would tell you, like, there is, if he is half as capable as some people think he is, then he should be on a roster at the very least to start training camp next year, Dane. Is that fair to say? Like, at the very least, he should be invited to camp somewhere along the lines to try to make a roster.
Yes, I've always said I will acknowledge he may not, after 3 years in the game, out of the game, be one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the planet.
Right.
But he's probably one of the best 96, especially given what we've seen and how many teams have had to go through multiple quarterbacks. And that's what we talked about, right? It's like Cap up against Luke Falk, Brandon Allen. It's not Cap up against Jimmy G or Carson Wentz. It's up against mm-hmm. QB3s. Yes, he should be on a roster in training camp. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
There is, of course, more reports being released saying that the Seattle Seahawks, who I believe were the original, they were a team, I think, last year or the year prior that actually had brought him in for a meeting. And, of course, now there's information being leaked out that made it seem as if, though, Seattle, it was not an issue about his abilities. It was an issue. They were a little skittish about bringing him in and if he was going to stop kneeling during the anthem. That was, once again, what the concern was. That's what's being leaked out about Seattle. But that was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, different time, different era, different everything. The question to me is going to be in this workout. Part of it is definitely a PR move. I think we can all agree on that on both sides here. You know, listen, if they're not talking about you, Kaepernick, what the hell good does that do you? So good or bad, if they're talking about you, it puts you at the forefront of people's minds. And also watching these football games for the next 7 weeks, watching some of these awful teams with this quarterback play, it's going, this could build momentum if, coming out of Saturday and that workout, the numbers, the metrics, everything makes sense, Dane. I mean, if it all makes sense, the next 7 weeks are going to be very interesting in the NFL because I don't know how you don't invite them to at least be a part of a workout next year.
Right, but here's the thing. You're talking about next year, okay, Joe?
Yes.
I do not think, regardless of what happens tomorrow, I don't think any team makes a move now, okay? I don't think any team tries to put him on their roster in week 12 or 13 to be a backup and invite all the circus, maybe not even of Cap's doing, right? The media and all that stuff that's going to happen. I do think if he shows to be in shape and and still has something, he will be on the radar and get invited like in the offseason or signed to a non-guaranteed deal for a training camp next season. But I understand the team maybe not wanting to bring him in now, in essence, to be a backup for 5 weeks and invite all the stuff that's going to come with it. I do think if he shows well, he will and should be an option in the market for teams in the offseason going into next year. But I do think that's a difference, Joe.
I don't, and again, I don't see how this hurts Kaepernick in any way. I think if he wants to truly be a part of the NFL and not just be a headline, you know, and bring attention to yourself, if you really want to play football in the NFL, this is not going to hurt you, man. It's not, because unless it does, you know what I mean? Unless
he wouldn't go out there,
reason,
Joe, if he wasn't ready.
I don't think he would. I don't think he put it out there. Yeah, I don't think he would
unless he was in shape and ready. Right. And let's not, I mean, and again, let's remember 3-4 years ago, this guy is a viable quarterback. Now, he's whatever, he's 3 years older, he's like 32, so we'll see. But again, we're not talking about him being a Pro Bowler. We're not talking about him leading a team to a Super Bowl. We're talking about, is he good enough to be on a roster, right? And so I think yes, and Cap's team is smart enough. They would not run him out there if he's going to go defecate the mattress. Okay, so this is, you're right. I think he'll show up and he'll be just fine. And you know what's weird for me, Joe? 10 teams are going. Why not all 32? I'm not saying send your GM, your head coach, but why not send a mid-level director of scouting or something? You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt.
Well, it's funny because Eric Reed, who also got, became a polarizing figure in the whole, kneeling situation there. He's on Carolina. Carolina has come out and said, yeah, we're not dealing with the whole dog and pony show. We're not interested. So, of course, somebody cornered Eric Reed and was like, hey, that was your teammate, man, your former teammate there with San Francisco. This is your current team. And he said, listen, I talked to the guys, and they had said, listen, we're not in the market for a veteran quarterback. If we were, we would go. But we're not. So there's really no reason for us to go. And Eric Reed's like, I believe him. It makes sense. We're not in the market for a veteran quarterback.
Well, that's a team that's also shown by getting Eric Reed.
Right.
You know, they can kind of say it's about reason.
That didn't stop the media from twisting it anyway, though, so.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
See, look, I tried 2 years ago. I tried to get Melo to come to Portland, and he went to Oklahoma City. Then after that, I tried to get him to come to Portland again, and he went to Houston. So, like, at this point,
you're not putting your hand out again.
The team or me, I'm like, he ain't coming here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He deserves to be in the league, but, like, he ain't coming here.
He ain't coming here, man. We tried twice. It wasn't like Damian Lillard and company did not want him in Portland, but he kept going Houston, OKC. And I do think the problem is, and I'm glad it worked out this way for Melo, because, I think Melo is – always gotten a bad rip, partly because of his own actions. You know, Melo can play. He's part of that dying breed of player from back in the days, that last generation kind of guy. But, you know, when he went and spurned Portland the first two times, he was of that mindset, Dane. It was very obvious that I'm the man. I don't want to be with other, you know, give me the damn ball. I'm the guy. And it obviously, we've seen how that blazed out. But this is a different Melo, man. This is a guy that, yes, I think he's come to reality with what his situation is. Yep. And I think this is good from the standpoint of you don't do this unless you have refound, and I know this sounds crazy for somebody that's played their entire life, but you almost have to reignite the love for the game. You've got to realize, because what happens to so many guys, Dane, is they get to a point where the game becomes a business. And that's all it is. And then you kind of lose sight of why the hell you started playing when you were 6 years old to begin with. And it becomes all about everything other than the game and you being the man and ego. You know, sometimes guys just got to be able to get away from it to kind of fall in love with the game all over again. And I think that's what we got from Melo here, where what he thought was always going to be there, what had become such a regular thing in his life, the minute it was taken away, I think it took him a little while to come to reality, go that, you know, much like, can we be honest, Antonio Brown, same situation here where you think the game needs you and not the other way around. And yeah, no, what I think Melo, and I think eventually what AB will come to realize is that, yeah, guys, I think AB and Melo are a lot alike. Only Melo has realized that I just want to play. I love the game. And maybe we'll see if Antonio Brown comes to that realization as well. I can tell you the market, though, with the signing of Melo. you woke up yesterday, you woke up today, you really wouldn't notice that anything happened, man. Markets have not moved one bit on Portland. So, but you know what I mean? I do think AB could learn something here from the Melo situation.
Yeah. So a few things here. One, AB and Melo. While there are some similarities in what you're talking about, I do think there are some dramatic differences also, okay? Melo never went and, like, cursed out the NBA and abused women and all that stuff, okay? So let's
but he was a cancer in the locker room in Oklahoma City and Houston.
Yes, and he did think he was more than he really was, okay? I get that, right? The key is that Melo is accepting who he is, okay? And that's what it is, and that's what clears the path for him to have a role in the NBA with the team again. And if he can, step back and understand that he's not the number one option, right? He's not the ball-dominant player. He is a cog in the wheel. He can still do stuff, I believe, in the NBA. You know, what hurt Melo, to be quite honest, in my opinion, is that his – one of the best parts of his game, Joe, was the mid-range jumper. And the mid-range jumper is now something that is not really used in the NBA anymore with the evolution of, you know, the three-point line. And, like, it's just his game, I think, suffered more than most players given the evolution of the NBA. But I want to submit something that's positive for Melo and why it could work really well for Melo. There has been one context, Joe, where Melo before has been this exact type of role where he will now be with Portland. You know what it is, Joe?
Yeah, it was the Olympics.
There you go. Yep. Damn right. And with Team USA, right, he had to humble himself a little bit because, you know, there's LeBron and Kobe and all sorts of other stars there. And he played a secondary role. He was that kind of guy parked on the outside in the corner, draining shots. And everybody, to a man, talked about how great Carmelo was for Team USA in that role. So I think there's potential there, and I'll use Team USA as my case study, if that makes sense, Joe.
Yeah, no, and it's always been there. I think the big question here is going to be, with the Blazers, think about this for a second, guys. You're going to have, there are going to be lineups and times in the game where Hassan Whiteside and Carmelo Anthony are going to be on the floor. And what that means, guys, is that if you think you've seen no defense in the NBA before, I beg you to watch a couple of minutes of Hassan Whiteside and Carmelo Anthony and truly see what no defense looks like, because these two guys are going to be hilarious. But I also think Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, the way this team is set up and the way that, you know, the way that they run their sets, their isolation basketball anyway, that's who this team is. That's all they ever do. And he's perfect for that if he's willing to play that four, because that guy in that corner, that guy hanging around, letting everyone collapse on Lillard, you pick and pop him. He is good to go. This could be perfect for him. Yeah. I mean, perfect. Now, he does have to make it through January 7th, I believe, and then it becomes guaranteed. But right now, he's basically getting around $15,000 a paycheck, a game check. Nothing's guaranteed until there. But I do think that, he can serve a purpose, big purpose for this team. And I think it's going to actually work out. I really, really do.
I agree with you. And the key is, just
not
like we said.
Not defensively, though.
Yeah, but listen, Portland's gonna outscore people anyway, right?
Right,
That's what they're built on anyway. We saw that in the playoffs, right? Them and Golden State going at it in the 130s and stuff. So I think that's okay. All right. But yes, as long as he knows his role, as long as he accepts who he is in this role in this NBA, he can definitely have value. Joe, there's no reason he can't put up 12, 13 points a game and be a critical factor to help space the floor, give another option. You can't double McCollum, that sort of thing. I thought Portland was going to make a move, but to be quite honest, Joe, I thought it was going to be another player who can kind of stretch the floor and help that was a Oregon native. You know I love Oregon, right? The Ducks, I got family out there. I thought they were going to go after and try and trade for Kevin Love, Joe, who would be some of the similar roles on this team. And Kevin Love has always talked about wanting to go back home. But Carmelo fits this description. He can be that kind of third guy, maybe even an energizer on the second unit, a source of scoring in the second unit, much like like Seth Curry was for this team last year. But Melo, at his size, spacing the floor, can definitely contribute as long as he doesn't demand the ball or think he's the A option.
Yeah, and I hope it really does. I think it's good for basketball. I think it's it'll be good. Period. That Lillard
like the 10th
and
all-time leading scorer in NBA history, Joe.
Yeah, but you've got
in like limited action or limited.
You've got a generation of fans that have no idea who he is. I mean, let's be realistic here. That's not going to matter to the millennial, the 20-year-old who has no idea what do you mean he played for Syracuse? Like that, he's going to be a great force to a lot of fans. He's going to be who's the old guy in the corner shooting threes. They're not even going to realize what kind of ridiculous force he was coming out of college.
I understand that. All I'm saying is that even now, I'm sure he's still capable to fill that role. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And make some shots in the corner. And I think much like I say the same thing with Kaepernick, the idea that watching a dude shoot in a gym or a guy throw a football with shorts on to a couple of people running some routes. The idea that that is somehow going to be any indicator what they are going to be game time, I think is ridiculous. The only way you're going to figure out if Kaepernick can play is put a damn helmet and shoulder pads on him, get his ass out there under center, and let's see what he's got. And the same thing with Melo. You can release videos hitting 300 threes in a row in a gym I got to see you on the floor in a game, and what do you look like in the second and third period? You know, like what happens then? Like, let's see what you look like in game opportunity. If he still has some legs in him, this is going to be a very fun team to watch, I think. And they need all the help they can get because they just It can't be C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard all the time. You need somebody else to be able to stretch that floor, because it's been brutal to watch them to start the season here. I think the panic button has been hit in Portland.
Yeah, I think we saw the limits and the ceiling of the Portland Trailblazers with just Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. I mean, if you remember, Joe, you remember in the playoffs, Damian Lillard, like, did all he can do. You know what I mean? I think they reached their max, and so they went out and got more help. And I think it has the potential to really work.
Yep, it's going to, too, and I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. Can't wait to see Melo back on the court. Get that. You're going to get that Melo jersey, dude? You're going to get that Portland Melo jersey?
Not. Maybe the headband. Maybe the headband, though.
Probably,
you know what I mean?
Probably but, not.
Probably not, if you want me to be honest.
I can't wait to see if he's going to be there after Christmas first.
There you go. But I may dust off my orange Melo gear, though.
There, you still got it? So, you still got the orange? All right. There you go.
You know what? I bought, because he was around my year, too, Joe. Okay? He was around my year. My best friend in college was the four-year manager for the team. Okay, guys would stay over the summer in our apartment. Why he was got will call tickets to the Big East tournament. Okay, so I knew Melo a little bit, all right? And so I did go out and buy his Denver Nuggets jersey when he got drafted.
Yep.
I got no beef with Melo. I got no beef with Melo. He got me a college basketball championship, and I'll tell you, I won all my March Madness pools that year, Joe. So
Let me ask you last night, did Kawhi play in New Orleans? I didn't see. Back-to-back, like he
got
played.
Got to manage it.
Did he play? No, oh, he didn't. Oh, Paul George played. And Naka. Wow. Imagine having all these superstars and they never play together at the same time. Unbelievable. Load management, pick management.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
to get in the game. Tonight would be a great night with all the action on the slate. Get a DraftKings Sportsbook account opened up. Listeners of the show, you guys can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 right now. It's pretty simple, too. Just go ahead, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. That's one. Number two, make a deposit. And number three, yeah, you place your first bet, DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, the offer eligible for all users plus new users. You guys get a risk-free bet of up to $200 if you head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And I want to welcome you guys in once again to Make It Rain, the Friday edition here on this November the 15th. Plenty going on tonight, plenty going on the weekend. And of course, I do believe the Pit has submitted their plays, their Make It Rain plays for the weekend. So we have those, Dane, and we'll start going through some of our favorites now here.
Let's do it.
We had a week 11 opening up game that sucked total ass right up until the last 10 seconds. Then it became
I hit two of my bets, Joe, so it was fine for me.
I
ran for more than 79 and a half yards, and the first half, there were less than 20 points scored. So I'm okay with the game.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, that's as long as you cash the ticket, you're good. If you backed the Steelers, then join the rest of the public in crying tears this morning here. It serves you guys right for not listening to us.
First half hunger,
but
baby.
we do have some other games here this weekend. We have touched base throughout the weeks. Yep. So, Dane, we'll start with you here. What's one of the number one games you're putting up on the board here this weekend that you like?
All right, so we're going to do three. And, Joe, I need to know which ones are your official ones because you'd be throwing them all out there, and then I got to figure out which ones are your plays because I'm trying to track our standings and all, Joe.
So not a problem. I will send them to you, but we also want to we want to give the listeners the full gamut of the slate, not just our selfishness.
Absolutely. It just makes it hard for me to make a record for you, Joe. You know what I mean?
I will put it up there right now for you.
I got you. One of my big plays, sure. I really like, Joe, give me the Arizona Cardinals plus the double digits, Joe. Give me Arizona. It started at 13.5. I saw it down to 11. It may be 10.5. Listen, these two teams played before a few weeks ago. It was not a blowout. Kyler Murray getting better and better, in my opinion. The back door potentially open. And don't forget, the Niners are a mass unit, Joe. Matt Breida probably out. Manny Sanders probably out. George Kittle, hopeful but unknown. Staley right back as an injury. At some point, that depletion matters, and at some point, that means more of it's on Jimmy G. And while I do believe San Francisco can still win the game, I now will ride with the divisional dogs that we've been talking about so much, Joe, especially at double digits. Give me the Cardinals plus 10.5, 11.
Not gonna argue with that, man. I think that it's a little bit of overvaluing there for San Francisco. It's a tough spot for them. It looks like the odds makers are telling us they expect them to bounce back with that kind of number there. But an 8-1 Niners team, I think there are, to say this is inflated is probably, an understatement of what this line should be and what it is. But I do think, when you have a double digit spot like this, the 49ers have been covering the spread, I think, on average by more than 5 points a game this year, Dane. They have been really kind of they win and they cover without question. I don't know that that's going to happen here this week. So I'm in agreement with you. I think that there is maybe a little too much Niner bounce back love in the market right now. So I think there's a lot of value with the way you're going.
All right, cool. I appreciate the validation, Joe.
I like it, man.
I think you're going to be on with me as well. I do not believe in Mitchell Trubisky. Ooh. And I don't know about this Rams offense right now. Give me the under in that game, Joe. Give me the Bears-Rams under. I saw what it was, like 40.5, something like that. We saw these Rams on grass out in Pittsburgh last week, right? And what they get, like 13 points, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll even give them 20 back at home. Like, but it is against this Bears defense, right? But I don't think the Bears can score, Joe. I just don't. I think, like, I've told you all year, I am now likening Mitchell Trubisky to Blake Bortles and what he's setting that franchise back. Mm-hmm. I believe Cam Newton will be the starting quarterback of the Bears next year. I don't see how these guys put up enough points. I used to trust the Rams to make up for their share. I don't trust either one now. Give me the under in this game, Joe.
Okay, and the let me just make sure we got it. Is it updated here? It is still around that 40 number here, Dane. 40. So,
yep,
I'll take you're it. Still good there on 40.
I'll take it on the 40.
Okay, and your final pick here?
Sure, my last one. And Joe, honestly, I may kick myself for doing this.
Ooh.
But the line has even moved more.
Okay.
The Jets are now getting 2.5 points, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking mm-hmm. about it when it was like at 1, right?
Yep.
I am going to fade Dwayne Haskins until Ooh. He proves me otherwise. That is the end of my commentary for this game. I am going to fade Washington
yeah,
until Dwayne Haskins proves otherwise. So give me the Jets.
It.
Plus the 2.5. I think they've got a little bit more pride right now. I don't know. Darius Geis may come in and run for 145. Maybe. But we've seen Dwayne Haskins. We've talked about him not digesting the playbook, not being able to really mm-hmm. handle it, not being ready.
Right.
And now I'm going to get points to fade him? Sure. I'll do it, even with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Give me the Jets plus 2.5, Joe.
Like that, like where you're going there. So, all right. So just to recap now, you are going
Cards
game one, Arizona with the points.
Jets plus 2.5, Rams, Bears under 40.
Wow. All right. So I agree a lot with what you're saying there from conceptually. I do. And the line movements would support, except that's a weird. They're actually getting the line is moving towards Washington, which is very strange to me. It's moving towards Washington. It's a little weird there, but
don't we say if it looks too good, maybe it probably is. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the games that I've already that I bet early on in this week, and we had talked during the week. One of the games that I had bet Monday was Cleveland last night. Another one of the games that I bet this week was when it was at 7. Is I took the Chicago Bears, and I do think it's eventually going to get there again. It did move down to 6.5 because of the bets coming in, but, you know, much like you, Jared Goff has regressed significantly here, guys. To me, there's this cluster of injuries on the offensive line is significant for the Rams.
Yeah.
And because it's one thing if, I got a tackle, but then it's my wide receiver. Like, you've got a group of injuries that one affects the other, especially beginning at the center. Losing your starting center and now having to put together a mass unit on a group with a quarterback who is seeing ghosts against that front of the Chicago Bears. Like, they're going to be sharks with blood in the water here, guys. It's going to be a very long day, I do believe, for the Rams. And as far as Chicago's go, I think their running game with David Montgomery
might be out, Joe. Montgomery
yeah, I
might
know.
Be
I'm
out.
Gonna hope that he is. If not, okay. I still have enough. I have enough confidence.
I just want
to
let
Cohen
people know, right? Because if that's
done.
A predominant factor for them, they should know that he may not be there. And they cut Mike Davis. So if there's no Montgomery, this is all Tariq Cohen. Whatever that impact that has for you, I just wanted to put it out there, Joe.
Yeah, no, and Mina's not going to change it anyway. The play's in at 7, so I don't think there's any way. And this is really a vote of confidence for the Chicago defense, and this is really a vote of confidence for Trubisky having now a little taste of victory again in his mouth, getting it the right way. I do think that kind of momentum moves. I do think they've got a belief, and I do think their backs are up against the wall. So if there's ever a game where a battle of the defenses is going to reign true, I think it's here. I don't see any way the Rams can score and beat the Rams can score more points than the Chicago Bears. In fact, 7 more than a touchdown, I think is asking a lot of Jared Goff and company. So I'm on the Bears plus 7. I'm also on the Miami Dolphins getting 6.5 points. And that was another one. I was going to wait until it got to 7, and it may still at this particular point, and I may hop on it again. But I'm going to go against the Dolphins, Dane, the minute they lose a game. When they lose a game, I think that's when the wheels will fall off this team. But I think right now, Fitzmagic and company at home, they are rolling, and more importantly, guys are believing. I do think the minute they lose, though, right, and they could lose by two. I don't think they're going to win. I think they'll cover. But I do think if they lose this weekend, then they are an automatic fade next week. I don't care who they're playing. Once that air gets let out of the room with a loss, I think it's going to be all downhill for Miami from there. But I'll ride them. I think they'll have enough to be able to get the job and keep it close here. So I'll take the Dolphins and those points. And also, give me the damn Philadelphia Eagles. 4.5. Give it to me, getting 4.5 points this week. That was the other one. Sorry, New England. I'm not treating you like you're the same old New England, because you're not same old New England. And yes, I get it. Nobody's ever gotten rich going against Belichick and Brady in this spot. But yeah, I'm going against Belichick and Brady in this spot, mostly because the entire world keeps telling me that New England's going to win. And you know me, if you keep telling me to go left, my ass is going right. And I'm going right because I do think, also coming off a bye at home with those Philly fans, I do think that, yeah, I think 4.5 points is way too much. And I do think they give them a big run for their money. And I do think this is going to be all about the defenses, though. But give me the 4.5 points, Dane. Those are who I'm going with.
All right, thanks for letting me know. All right, yeah, I mean, I agree with you on a lot of this, Joe. All right, and you agreed with my picks as well. Listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick is streaking more than Will Ferrell in old school right now, right? So ride the wave. But you're right. Once it stops, then they're like, oh, all right, now the season's done. Yeah. We had our little run. I get you. And with the Philly, I'm with you. They also are off the bye. It's more than 4 at this point. It was at 3 earlier. They're at home. And I really do believe, Joe, they've discovered a run game. And I think in our analogy that we talk about, what Philly's offense has discovered is their left hand. So when Belichick makes them play left-handed, they may be able to do so more now with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. I agree with you. I like Philly. And remember, these Pats, their schedule steps up a little bit. Quality teams they're facing now. So all that point differential, best of all time stuff, that may look a little different in a month.
Yeah, I think it's going to be real different. By the way, Matt Stafford has been ruled out already this week, guys. So the Lions, there was hope of him coming back. That's not going to happen. He hasn't practiced at all. So get ready for that. And was there a survivor pick we needed to as well?
I don't know. I mean, Joe, at this point, we've all missed Survivor picks.
Give me Minnesota. I'm taking the Vikings to upend the Broncos there. I'll even lay the damn 10 points.
If you're still alive in your Survivor pool, don't listen to us. You've done better than us.
Yeah,
in your
nobody's alive anymore. Everyone just opened and started new ones. That's all. So that's the way to do it.
Why not take Cowboys in Survivor?
Start a new one. Which one? The Cowboys?
Why not take Cowboys if there's no Stafford?
I don't trust the Cowboys. I do not trust the Cowboys. You taking the Raiders?
Well, Bonus says in the Raiders.
Raiders. All right, he likes the Raiders. All right, interesting stuff. Hey, good news is Sunday. Dane and I will be back with Mike Blewett. Pro Football Today. Ariel will be there. We'll have you everything you need to make it a profitable Sunday. Join us here on The Grid, sportsgrid.com. Enjoy the weekend. Good luck. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss
a thing. In the scope of things that that could happen, should happen, Like, did he screw up? Yes. Is he going to pay? Yes. Let's not make this be like a friggin' travesty. You know, he's not Aaron Hernandez, guys. Right. He's not O.J. Simpson, all right?
Absolutely.
He sat there, he swung a helmet, and anybody that's been in a fight, by the way, guys, anybody that's ever felt threatened, yeah, and had to grab whatever, like a chair or a beer bottle that's ever been in a brawl around, you know, you're not thinking clearly at that friggin' point. It's all instinct. So does he realize he had a helmet? He was probably going to throw a haymaker whether he had the helmet or not. Right. I mean, so
probably
he will pay for it.
Yes.
But don't act all of this and make him out to be this crazy. He's got to be thrown out. Never allow him in a game again. Danny's got to be gone. That's it. Nope. Ship him off. Don't let him in. He should never play. Oh, stop. That's exactly what the NFL is. You create lunatics like that. And then you go, I can't believe he crossed the line, Dane. I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
I hear you.
He can't be able to play.
That's why, Joe, that's why I led with this, with the idea of Lorenzo Neal and what the mentality must be for an NFL player, right? And like, that's what we're saying, you know, like, that's what this is, people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Plus a defensive player whose job is to kill the quarterback.
This dude is 6'5", 270. He is, like, and we celebrate that, what he is, right? Yep. Like,
exactly.
That's what this is. We celebrate that. Yep. And listen, I agree with you, Joe. Did he cross the line? Yes. Will he be held accountable?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. And I'm not diminishing that, right? But, listen, Joe, we see this similarly. I didn't know this morning if we were going to see this similarly or not, you know, because there's a lot of ways to see this. And I do think we largely agree on what this was, okay? Yes, it went outside of a football play at some point, but there was a whole lot of other stuff. And I'm also very interested to see what Pouncey gets, if anything, what Mason gets, if anything, what the other guy, the other Cleveland Brown line, who then pushed Mason gets, if anything, because the NFL has to try to prove, has to try to front like they care about player safety, right? You know what I mean? And the quarterback position and headshots, like, this is outlandish. It really is in the football context. If we understand, it's the monster we have created, right?
And I am
that's
shocked.
Why it's,
and by
such
the way,
a bad look for the NFL, Joe.
Let's not act like guys, this has never happened either. Okay, there was I remember years ago there was a University of Miami. There was a hurricane fight where a dude came off the sideline with his helmet and was swinging it at people. Like, let's
Albert Ainsworth.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.